Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris with you on a Monday. Glad you could be with us till 8 o'clock this evening. We're talking everything, baseball, softball, also the University of Miami, which obviously still taking center stage, and why not? It's recruiting season right now, and then in just about 3 weeks, 2 weeks' time, all the colleges will be opening up for their summer camps, and there's going to be a lot of excitement, not just down here, but everywhere throughout the country. As we said, a lot of changes happened in University of Miami. Successful spring. We found out a lot. There's still a lot to find out. Somebody who's on top of that daily on his Locked On Canes podcast, amongst other things, and he does a tremendous job here on the University of Miami broadcast, is Alex Dono. And Alex is kind of enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. I don't ever think you have any time off, because at the University of Miami now, obviously, it's a daily thing with the football.
And I enjoy it. I really do. And, you know, on our network, the Locked On Network that I do the podcast with, you know, daily shows is our thing. And it works, because especially with Miami, I mean, there are certain other college programs out there, like, you know, some of your big schools like Ohio State and Georgia, I'm sure, where there's news and stuff to talk about every day. But Miami is right up there, Blue. You go straight from, you know, spring ball to the transfer portal. And now that, you know, we're kind of winding down the transfer portal stuff, we're going to be focusing on recruiting. Like, you know, Miami is one of the finalists for the top player in the country, Jackson Cantwell, the offensive tackle, who's going to be announcing tomorrow. Now, I don't know if he's going to pick Miami. Most of the crystal balls the last couple weeks have been considering him a Georgia lean, but it may be Georgia versus Miami for these final, you know, 24-ish hours or so. And I'm sure once the camp topic is behind us, there's going to be something else. So there's never a dull day when it comes to Miami.
Yeah, you know, Alex, obviously this offseason, especially in the spring, was kind of devoted to the defense. Get a new coordinator. The secondary's changed. I mean, you look at the secondary now as opposed to what it was at the end of the season, night and day. Talk about this defense, because you and I talk about it. I mean, up front, strong, return of Mesidor, return of, you know, a guy like Reuben Bain as a healthy Reuben Bain. You got a lot of kids. Linebacker-wise, we made no bones about the fact that Wesley Bissank didn't have a great year last year, but he's gained 25 pounds. And then you have a healthier Popo, Raul Aguirre. But talk about this defense coming into the 2025 season.
Well, this is an area, as you mentioned, Miami addressed heavily in the transfer portal, and not just in the back end. They also brought in a couple of linebackers. And, you know, the one that I'm most excited about, because seems like an immediate impact guy with 1 year of eligibility left, is Mohamed Touré from Rutgers. Yeah, I think the only question with Touré is, you know, him coming off a serious injury. You know, he missed the entire 2024 season with an ACL. Physically, he's good. Like, you know, it's been made pretty clear that he's fully recovered. The medicals, the physical examinations are not an issue. It's just about him kind of working his way back to game speed and football shape and everything. But I mean, Blue, in 2023, Mohamed Touré was one of the better linebackers in the Big Ten while he was playing with Rutgers. I mean, he was first on the Scarlet Knights, which is a really good defense. I mean, Miami saw them in the pinstripe hole, and it didn't go so well for the Hurricanes, and Touré played well in that game. He led Rutgers that season with 10 tackles for loss. He led the team with 4.5 sacks. He was second on the team with 93 total tackles, had an interception, a forced fumble, was really disruptive. He played really well against Ohio State that season. And I think what makes the Touré addition even more exciting is he's got a relationship with Corey Heatherman. Miami's new defensive coordinator was his linebackers coach at Rutgers. So I think the fit there is a good one. Miami also added another linebacker younger with 3 years of eligibility left, Kamal Bonner from NC State, who is looks like a really good player. I know that he's his grades like in coverage were not as good as they were against the run, but you know, young player, that's something he's working on. 3 years of eligibility remaining. And yeah, Miami added a ton of guys in the back end. I mean, just to look at the defensive backs that they added just in the spring portion of the transfer portal, I'm getting pretty jacked for Keontae Scott and Jacoby Thomas. Thomas is a safety from Tennessee who was trending actually towards probably being a starter for the Volunteers this year, but he decided to hit the transfer portal, and he's certainly going to compete for starting safety job at Miami. And Miami's safety room, not quite as deep as the cornerback room, so there's an opportunity there for Jacoby Thomas. And then Keontae Scott out of Houston, who used to play at Auburn and for two seasons was one of the better nickels in the SEC. I think he was second team All-SEC in 2023 playing the nickel position. And he's got a relationship with Zach Etheridge, one of Miami's defensive backs coaches. So I think there's a lot to be excited about. And, you know, you and I had a conversation today on Locked On Canes, and I really appreciate you joining me as to how to find that balance between, you know, using the transfer portal to fill your needs versus overusing the transfer portal and bringing in too many guys. But it's a fine line to walk, but I don't think Mario Cristobal is overusing the transfer portal. I do think that in the upcoming couple of seasons, once he stacked more of his recruiting classes, I think Miami will still use the portal, but maybe for not quite as many guys. Like, they brought in 19 new players through the portal between January and April and May. So I don't think they'll use it quite as much, but I think that the moves that they've made, Blue, there's a reason why Miami's got the third ranked portal class in the country. Like, they have found quality players in the transfer portal. I'm not saying all of them that they brought in are necessarily going to be all SEC or all American, but they've brought in a bunch of guys who could either start or compete to start. That's how you get your roster better. And you also create more competition for, you know, the players who are existing on your roster returning. You now force them to really fight for their spots. And the hope would be, and this is what Mario wants to establish at Miami, that the competition is going to make everybody better.
Yeah. Alex Dono joins us. Locked On Canes does an awesome job. And, you know, staying with the defense up front, Reuben Bain, a healthy Reuben Bain equals top 15 pick next year in the NFL draft. You know as well as I do. And my love affair with Akeem Mesidor is because of his experience and because of his leadership and what he means to the younger players. And, you know, we watched him in the spring game, and you and I think, alluded to the fact that he or Bain didn't play, but they were off on the side working, showing, you know, some of the younger kids some moves. Talk about having a valuable commodity like Akeem Mesidor, plus having a guy like, you know, like Reuben Bain, who comes back and easily one of the best in the country.
I mean, something that I appreciate about Mesidor is, you know, he, of course, has an opportunity to improve his NFL draft stock. But over the years, Blue, so many times we see players that are in Mesidor's position and they will leave early. And Mesidor didn't do that. He decided, I'm going to play out my final year of eligibility and I'm going to try to have my best year. Because, you know, Mesidor, he's been really good at times for Miami, but he's also, he's battled through injuries. Like, he was, I guess, relatively healthy last year, but he didn't have a healthy offseason. He was recovering from a foot injury. He had to wait for custom cleats. So Mesidor is healthy, and you know, he loves Miami, and he loves Corey Heatherman's new defense. He seems really excited to play in it. So having Mesidor's leadership, a guy who chose to come back when he probably didn't have to, is big. And then for Reuben Bain, now, you know, Reuben did have to come back, or he had to stay in college at least.
Yeah,
didn't have to stay at Miami, but he chose to. But you're right about Bain. You know, people dissect, you know, what went wrong for him. Didn't have as good of a second season, but he was injured all year. Like, he missed a handful of games. He was playing hurt for a lot of the other ones. I fully expect Bain, who, you know, we watch him practice. The guy is a monster, and he was a monster, you know, in games during his freshman season. I think he can return to that form. I'm also excited in the interior to see David Blay this year, who's an experienced defensive tackle. I think he's got just 1 year of eligibility left. He transferred over from Louisiana Tech, was a really good pass rusher from the interior the last couple of years. So I'm looking forward to the defensive line. You know, people were wondering, should they have tried to bring in another, you know, defensive tackle through the transfer portal? They didn't end up doing that. There wasn't a lot of great options available, but I think they have more than enough, Blue, as long as some of these players can take the next step. I think they have more than enough to create havoc up front.
Good stuff. That kind of whets your appetite for what you see and what you hear every day on Locked On Canes. Alex Donnell's done a tremendous job. Alex, let everybody know how they can follow you. I mean, I know on Locked On Canes, but you do some other things, and also social media. You're very active.
I try to be. Well, you guys want to check out Locked On Canes is the daily Miami Hurricanes podcast that I host. You especially want to check it out today, because Larry Bluestein was with me this morning. So, you know, it was a great episode.
That's a reason not to.
No, it was a tremendous episode with our boy Blue on Monday morning. We put out episodes every single day. I sometimes will take a Saturday or a Sunday off. Sometimes I'll do two episodes a day. Just kind of depends on what's going on. You can also follow me on X at Locked On Canes and at Alex Dono. And you can follow me on TikTok. I put out TikTok videos every single day. Yeah, I'm 40 years old, but I party on TikTok like I'm 19 every single day. So check us out on there as well.
Good stuff. Alex, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Blue, and thanks, Trevor.
Good stuff. Alex Dono from Locked On Canes, outstanding job. You got to check in with him on a daily basis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.